And you might say, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
And if a child just had his third birthday, you'd say he is
3 years old.
And if something happened on this day last year, you might say it happened
a year ago.
If you look up in the sky, you might say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
If the sun is shining and there are no clouds, what kind of a day would you be likely to say that is?
It's a fair day.
And if it's just the opposite, what kind of a day?
You would say a cloudy day.
Any other ways of saying, distinguishing them out of cloudiness?
No. Foggy day.
Okay. If it has been fair, and then the clouds come suddenly, and you expect rain in a little while, you might say, well, the weather is
changing.
Okay, and if it has been rainy and so forth, and all of a sudden it begins to look nice, you might say, well, the weather is
clearing up.
Okay. And what do you call a heavy rain that just lasts a little while?
Shower.
It was real heavy rain.
Oh, downpour.
Okay. Any joking ways that you all might have on the farm? That was a real
flood.
Okay. And what about shower? Is there any way to say a little less or a little more than a shower?
Sprinkle.
Sprinkle.
Get much.
That's very little. If you don't get a sprinkle. Okay. What do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning in it?
Thunderstorm.
And if the wind was very high during the night, you might say all night long the wind
blew.
And it looks like today it's going to
blow.
And it has
blown.
If the wind is coming from, say, that direction, you might say the winds
is blowing. No.
Wind is from the
north.
Or
the south.
Or
the east or the west.
Okay. What about if the wind halfway between south and west? You'd call that a
southwest
wind. Okay. Halfway between south and east, you'd say a
southeast.
And the east and north?
It'd be northeast to northwest.
And if it's raining, not very hard, just a few drops, but if it just continues, you say, well, it's just a
sprinkling, or it's just
what about a drizzle?
Drizzle. Mm-hmm. Drizzling.
Any other? A drizzle is less than a shower? Or?
Yes, it is. It's just drizzling.
Okay. And you already talked about, you said a foggy day, what do you see out? A lot of
fog.
And if no rain comes for just weeks and weeks, you say, we're having a
dry spell.
And if it continues even longer than a dry spell, what is it?
Drought.
What?
Drought.
And if there has been no wind, but it's gradually beginning to get stronger and stronger, you might say the wind is
blowing, or blowing harder.
Okay. Any word that you might have to mean a change from no wind to a little bit of wind? The wind is
getting up.
Okay. And if it's just the opposite, the wind has been strong and it's getting
calming down.
Okay. And if you on the morning in the fall when you go out and notice for the first time it's beginning to be cold, not disagreeably cold, but just whether you like it, you might say, well, this morning it's rather
nippy.
Okay. And if it's cold enough to kill the flowers, you'd say, well, we had a
freeze.
All right, not quite that bad.
Frost.
Okay. And if the water got hard, you say, well, the lake
froze.
And if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
And somebody has already been down there and said, well, it had already
frozen.
And this room is generally called your
living room.
And about how high would you say it is?
I about 8 feet or eight.
Okay. And we did the drawing already.
Alright.
Okay, let's do that hog call.
Alright. Whoop! Whoop!
Okay, let's go.